Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen on this Labor Day weekend, and joining us from the National Safe Boating Council is the Executive Director, Rachel Johnson. How are you today, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you today?
Good. Glad to have you on, especially, you know, we're at the final weekend of the summer unofficially, and a lot of people are going to get out one more time, want to do some boating, and we've got some tips for them, the National Safe Boating Council does, about making sure when they're out on the water they're doing it safely.
Yes, of course. Now, the first tip that we always recommend for everyone on board is to wear that life jacket. Last year, we lost 701 boaters, and most of those were drownings of those adults not wearing their life jacket.
Wow. Yeah, and it seems so obvious, you know, to have a life jacket on, but so many people, just get out on the water, they don't think about it, and unfortunately, they think about it when it's too late.
Yes, it is unfortunate. As we know, many people, of course, have the life jackets on board, but they're not wearing them, and
right.
It's one of those things, you know, kind of the same idea of not wearing your helmet on a motorcycle or not wearing that seatbelt in a car. If you're in an accident or if you get thrown overboard, there is no chance to be grabbing that life jacket. So we really just encourage all boaters to choose a comfortable life jacket that they'll want to wear. And that way, you know, they won't even be thinking about it. It's just kind of second nature at that point.
Exactly. All right. So the obvious there, one of the obvious, wear a life preserver. What else do you have for us safety tips-wise for the holiday weekend?
All right. Now, we know it's a holiday weekend, so this is a little controversial, but we remind all boaters to leave the alcohol at home. Alcohol use last year was the leading contributing factor to fatal boating accidents. So it really can have a negative impact. You know, a lot of people don't realize that they can be arrested for boating under the influence. And at the end of the day, they, you know, using alcohol can result in negative consequences. And we want people to get home safe. So leave that alcohol at home.
That's right. And not just safety for yourself, but safety for others. If you're out there and you're boating under the influence, you're not only a hazard to yourself, but to other boaters out there too.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, things like operator inattention and not having a proper lookout are reasons for accidents. And if you're adding alcohol into that equation, you really are facing potential consequences.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have for us today, Rachel?
We want boaters to prepare for their trip beforehand. That means things like filing a float plan. And that could be as simple as writing down who, what, where, when, and why about your trip beforehand, leaving it back home. Or, you know, put it on the dashboard of your car. Float plan could also be done. Coast Guard has a free boating safety app where you can send your float plan via mobile phone. So that's one. And then check that weather this weekend. Mm. Now we know, you know, weather can come in quickly. So don't be afraid to postpone your trip and always keep an eye on that weather throughout your day as well. That can change quickly, and we want people to be safe about that.
Exactly. Rachel Johnson. Now, if Rachel, they want more information about safety tips for this holiday weekend, where would they get some more information?
We have great information at safeboatingcouncil.org. Everything we talked about today and so much more at safeboatingcouncil.org.
There you go. Simple as that. Rachel Johnson is the National Safe Boating Council's Executive Director. Rachel, thank you for joining us, and you also have a safe and happy holiday weekend.
Thanks so much. Everyone have a great time on the water.